This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The brand is, as we all know, everything in this economy. Nothing less than the repository of all the good or ill will the product-consuming public has toward Company A or Company X. So, naturally, one's brand name is often protected by millions of dollars and armies of lawyers. But as Clausewitz so famously once said, no campaign plan survives first contact with the enemy. And the enemy in this case is us. We have, throughout history, taken those brand names and made them nothing more than just regular words. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has more now on the tug of war between language and branding.
So it turns out the English language is a graveyard for brand names. We have a lot of words that were once trademarked brands.
Aspirin, cellophane, escalator.
Roger Schechter is a professor of law at George Washington University. He has a really good list.
Yo-yo, trampoline, and then there's my personal favorite, heroin.
Yeah, heroin was a trademark, like Nike or Aunt Jemima.
There used to be a branded form of morphine called heroin.
Now, companies put a lot of money into protecting their trademarks, obviously. So for a company to lose their trademark,
it's a disaster.
And trademark lawyers actually have a word for this, for when you lose your trademark because your brand becomes the generic buzzword for a product?
Genericide.
Now, of course, companies these days try to prevent that.
A classic example is Xerox.
Jed Wakefield is a partner at Fenwick & West, and he advises firms who are anxious about losing their trademark rights.
Xerox years ago used to advertise to remind the public that Xerox is a brand name for a photocopier, and it's not a generic term for making a photocopy.
What Xerox did there was give the public another word to use instead of Xerox. They offered the word photocopy. That's because companies at most risk of genericide are the ones that invent something totally new, where there's not an existing word for it.
Frisbee. What else do you call it?
Ron Butters is professor emeritus of English at Duke. He says the actual moment when a trademark dies happens in court, when a judge decides a name has become generic. But these days,
it doesn't happen very often anymore.
Because companies don't let it. Although ideally, they could have the best of both worlds.
Like FedEx. Someone might say, I'll FedEx that to you. One could certainly argue that that's promotional for the FedEx brand.
As long as people still know it's really a brand. If a firm ever lets its guard down, we, the genericidal public, might steal that brand away and FedEx it straight into the dictionary. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.